This is Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith-Needham. Restaurants have seen a big change with the COVID-19 pandemic. Some changes include closing dining areas, cleaning food contact surfaces more frequently, and increased awareness of consumer contact cleanliness. However, are these measures enough? Joining me to answer these questions is Dr. Brian Neumer, an associate professor in the Nutrition, Dietetics, and Food Sciences Department at Utah State University. And Dr. Neumer, you say it's not necessary to avoid takeout. Can you explain?
So basically, number one important thing is that food is not considered a mechanism of transfer of this particular COVID-19 virus. It's not impossible, but our food supply itself is normally safe, and our restaurants already are required by the food code to basically clean and sanitize many times per day. And the staff of a restaurant, they have to be free from illness. They're being taught to not cough or sneeze. And actually, that's been part of their good hygiene for a long time prior to the COVID-19 pandemic.
So what recommendations do you have then in choosing a restaurant for takeout during this pandemic?
Anytime you get takeout, you really are looking at a health score that should be posted, and you're looking for someone in the upper 10 or 20% in score. There are some new mitigations that restaurants can do to minimize the potential for the virus to be present. And so you're really looking for a restaurant that can demonstrate that they understand that and they're applying some of those potential mitigations.
Well, maybe this is a good time to bring up whether it's safer to purchase takeout or can we trust a delivery service?
So the question, if I were the consumer, is, for example, I would like to see my package stapled shut so that the delivery person can't really inspect, touch, sample, look at, smell, exposed to their car. The other is I would want to know the time. So if they picked it up at 6 p.m., I would hope that 6:15, I'm getting a knock on my door. And the window is a good 2 hours for food to stay safe. So anything under that time, the food might get cold, but the food will be safe.
And just to end, where can our listeners get more information?
If people surf the internet and find USU Extension, it's under COVID-19, and that would be the place to find it.
Dr. Brian Neumer, Associate Professor in the Nutrition, Dietetics, and Food Sciences Department at Utah State University, thank you so much for this helpful information and for talking with us today.
You're welcome, and look forward to speaking with you again.
And as the COVID-19 pandemic continues to evolve and businesses slowly begin to reopen, we will revisit our conversation on what that means for restaurants and for patrons. Thanks for joining us this week for USU Extension's Educational Highlight. More to come next week. Thanks for listening.